Dealing with the coronavirus from the front lines. I'm Tom Shine, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, a theater where Wichita's Black community once gathered to embrace and celebrate its culture continues to make a comeback.
It was great. We had plenty of fun. Everybody, it was packed every time you went up. It had Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night movie.
But first, as the pandemic continues to drag on, it's become a particular burden on the healthcare industry. Frontline workers have dealt with the virus since March, providing care while risking exposure to themselves and their families. Hospitals have had to limit visitors and, at times, cancel surgeries because of the drain the virus has placed on resources. And the daily struggle to care for patients is even more daunting now, with no clear end to the pandemic in sight. Lynn Hutchinson has been a nurse at Ascension Via Christi St. Francis for 33 years. He works in COVID ICU and has been involved in the pandemic since Wichita's first confirmed case in March. Hutchinson starts his 12-hour shift by slipping on layers of protective equipment, a gown, head covering, multiple face masks, face shield, and gloves.
If I have a critical patient, then, you know, you can't get out of there for 4 or 5, 6 hours. So, which means you can't drink, you can't go to the bathroom. It can be very exhausting. It gets hot. And I go home at night and I'm just like tired.
Since March, Hutchinson says he's seen all types of patients in his unit, young, old, people with no previous health problems. He says the perception that people who are dying or getting seriously ill from COVID-19 are old or have another health issue is wrong.
This virus is, number one, it's not going away. It's real. It doesn't discriminate. No one's immune to this. And we've had patients from zero to in their 90s. And you know what's interesting is we've had a healthy individual with no underlying health issues that comes down with it and can be very sick with it. And then, of course, we have those that have the underlying health issues that also get sick. So, you know, it always kind of disturbs me when I hear people, I won't get it because I'm a healthy individual. No, we've seen it.
This will all end someday, probably later than healthcare workers like Hutchinson would like. But the memories of these difficult times will linger. Tell me one story that you'll remember long after all of this is over.
You know, I was in there with this individual, you know, holding this person's hand and knowing that they were going to pass and, you know, tell them, you know, I'm telling them that their family loves them and they're, you know, going to a better place. But you just get very attached to these individuals, and I still think about that individual, and it hurts.
There's more of my conversation with Lynn Hutchinson at KMUW.org. In the 40s and 50s, the Dunbar Theater was the cultural hub of Wichita's thriving Black business district. In an era of segregation, it offered Black residents their own place together to watch movies and other shows. Nearly 60 years after it closed, ongoing renovation efforts are once again gaining momentum. For this month's In the Mix, Carla Eccles tells us about the Dunbar Theater's past and its future.
I came here in 1948 and it was here then.
John Collins has lived near 9th in Cleveland for decades. The 81-year-old has fond memories of the Dunbar Theater, which you can partially see from his front porch.
It was great. We had plenty of fun. Everybody, it was packed every time you went up. They had Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night movie.
Hey, you may papa, but you're eating too much spinach.
Well,
it was awesome because all the kids in the neighborhood went there during that time.
LaVonta Williams is on the advisory board. She also remembers the movies at Dunbar.
I'm the oldest of 9 kids. So it was an opportunity for us because it was so inexpensive to be able to go to the theater and just sit most of the day and watch movies and cartoons and then walk straight down the street to my grandparents' house.
The neighborhood was once made up of black-owned businesses, a grocery store, drugstore, dry cleaners, nightclub, even a cab company. It was a gathering space for black people.
You know, at that time, they were dealing with segregation.
T. Lamont Holder, pastor of Calvary Baptist Church.
And we couldn't go places and really interact with everyone, and this gave the black community an outlet to be able to come and embrace our uniqueness as a culture and as a people.
The Dunbar Theater, which opened in 1941, closed in 1963. It's now on the verge of resuscitation, thanks in part to a $50,000 donation from Walmart. Kansas Senator Aletha Faust-Goudeau also sits on the board.
When I just simply asked Walmart if they would give us a donation, well, they called me back a week later and said, Senator, we are going to give the Power CDC Dunbar Theater $50,000. And it just blew my mind.
With the $50,000, they are now halfway to the $6 million goal for the first phase of reconstruction that includes restoration of the 340-seat theater, plus a two-level commons building with concessions, meeting rooms, and recording studio. James Alberta is the founder of the nonprofit Power CDC. He's built 105 houses in the area. He says it may take a while.
Especially when you have to raise the money. Look at who you watch, because I don't give up. If it's going to benefit this community, I'm going to be there.
Supporters hope that the new Dunbar Theater will be a gathering space for the neighborhood as well as the city as a whole, with events 7 days a week. And John Collins says he's sure it will attract people, just like when he was a kid.
Because, you know, we got a mixed neighborhood now than what we didn't have back then. And I guarantee if they open up right there, they'll be there. Not only the kids, but the grown folks too, because I'll be one of them.
Carla Echols shares thoughtful stories about race and culture every month on In the Mix. Read more about the Dunbar Theater and see photos at KMUW.org. And one last thing. Remember when you were a kid and you never wanted summer vacation to end? You would have loved 2020. When classes resume in September, students will have been out of school for almost 6 months. And when they do return, it will be with masks and hand sanitizer and daily temperature checks and social distancing and lots of angst. Better enjoy summer while you can. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Stephen Basaha, Nadia Fowen, Lou Ann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW NPR for Wichita.